Vidovich became especially fond of the motifs related to the interior of his atelier and flat during the Second World War, when he stopped visiting his former atelier. He found inspiration between the walls of his home, but that did not last long. Because of his refusal to exhibit his works at the Italian Dalmatia exhibition in 1942, the authorities forced him to move from his large, bright home into a smaller one, located in today's Matoshova Street. At the end of the war, he left the atelier in Klaichova Poliana as well, and the new flat became the painter's living and workspace until his death. He filled the walls of the cement shell that enclosed him with his collection from his previous atelier, building his spiritual kingdom anew and drawing inspiration from it for his new creations. The paintings depicting the new confined atelier weren't as translucent and bright as the earlier ones. Most of them were painted in semi-darkness, with the delicate harmony of subdued and refined grey tones. Observing Vidovich's paintings of his atelier and home, in which the enlivened painting subject matter opens up parts of the real world, one gets the impression they are illuminated, not only from the outside, but also from within, by the light of memories and recollections. It seems the poet Daniel Dragojevich was right when, in this style of painting, he saw a kind of inner impressionism.